With all these structural relationships in mind, we're now in a position to address the opening question of this section. What holds the octamer together? The answer is mainly hydrophobic interactions. For starters, there's the ubiquitous presence of helix-2-helix-2 hydrophobic interactions in each of the four dimers that comprise the octamer. We'll be taking a close look at them later. But for now, since we now know about the probable importance of the H3-H4 tetramer in maintaining octamer stability, we want to look at the central joining point of these four particular subunits, where there is an interaction between the C-terminal ends of the white H3A and its two-fold symmetrical cousin, the yellow H3E. This interaction involves the C-terminal end of helix 2, parts of beta strand 2, and all of helix 3. It occurs at the apex of the inverted V that we have looked at several times.